Sam Gorillaz on Audio Boom.
So last week, one of the things we said we would do was keep a dream log. You were in my dream.
Oh God.
I lived in a house next door to a shop that your parents owned.
My parents owned?
Yeah, either an estate agent or a solicitor's. I was trying to find something to do and I saw you and was like, do you want to come over and do podcast stuff? Your dad said that you were a bit busy at the moment because he had to send a fax in the morning.
You call that news? Children warned bizarre US snorting Smarties craze could leave them with maggots in their noses. Flies are attracted to the sugar rotting on the inside of the nasal passage and swoop in to lay their eggs.
The shopping forecast, Asda, Sainsbury's and Tesco. There's no point even. It's like a massacre among the fruits.
I remember my father saying, "You better play that instrument right, boy, or I hit you." And he did. I used to match the rhythm of my drums to the rhythm of his fists.
For more, check out soundgorillas.co.uk. This podcast contains strong language and adult themes that are not necessarily dealt with in an adult way. If you're easily offended, maybe you should go and find some cat gifts instead. I went to Tone Radio this week.
Oh.
I know.
It's making me sad. Every time on the TV, the Cheltenham Festival, I'm like, well, that's nice. Fuck you.
Yeah. Was you working it this time last year?
Not.
Or was it the...
Not during third year, no.
Okay.
First and second years, not third year.
Yeah, because third year was a complete epic battle of sanity.
Yes, which we didn't all win all the time.
No, indeed. I was at Tone the other day. And I'm getting involved in a show that they're doing.
Oh, is that Sam's show?
Yeah, it's almost exactly what me and Yelma wanted to do. I'm one of the writers and backup team captain.
Oh, that's exciting.
So yeah, that would be cool.
That's not an excuse to take people out.
Yeah, I'll just have to like work on some technical thing and just trip someone up or something.
No, you're not allowed.
Have you had a good week?
Busy, stressful, confusing, tiring week.
Sounds fun.
It's all the fun of the fair.
When was the last time you had that much fun at the fair?
I can't remember the last time I even went to a fair. When we lived in Cheltenham, there used to be a travelling fair that was called Dante's Fun Fair.
Mm.
And I always wanted to vandalise those signs to Dante's Unfair, because obviously with Dante's Inferno, and I just thought it was a really hilarious joke. I never did anything with it, so if anyone still lives in Cheltenham and listens to this, they won't. No one listens to this.
It's a shame Jack FM doesn't live in Cheltenham.
Well, I don't know.
Because they did the Baboon Festival.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, if you want to change those signs to Dante's Unfair, that would be fun, but don't put my name anywhere near it. When was the last time you went to a fair?
Oh no, I think the last time I went to a fun fair, one of the waltzes, and it was fun, but like, I've got a problem when I go on the waltzes, because my neck's like giraffe-y.
Right.
So, if you can imagine a giraffe on a waltzer, its head will just be flinging everywhere.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what mine was doing, my giraffe neck. Shall we do a podcast?
Yes, let's do a podcast.
Hello, it is the podcast of Prick Up Your Ears. She is Zoe Fowle.
Hello, and I'm Zoe Fowle.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Johnny Robinson, if you didn't catch my name for some reason or another. On this podcast, we like to do all sorts of stuff like, you probably heard it, I don't even know what I have to say, actually.
I don't know why you say it every week, but you insist on doing it.
I think this is just in case, it's just in case we get new listeners and...
They start with...
This one.
The most recent one.
Because although you should listen back to the rest of them, because it is a very entertaining podcast, as you'll hear from previous weeks and clips like this.
In last night's dream, I with the and then another again. Oh no, I'm fine about it. Totally fine. I'm not fine about it.
No, to be fair.
Oh, fucking fuck shit. Fuck. Fuck. Stop. Fuck. Are you testing that your pop shield works? Beavers.
Yeah.
Oh, I am walking on bed, avoiding a spider which will kill me if I touch it.
Sounds like one of those lads that has loads of banter.
Yeah, pussy banter.
And talks about gash.
Why didn't the hipster like his coffee? Because he drank it before it was cool.
Ayo!
That, you would... What?
Oh, aren't we hilarious?
Yeah.
Oh, we're not fucking... It'll be all right on the night.
Hang on. Let's rewind that a minute, right? And then we'll come back laughing after the last bit of clip, okay?
Okay.
What such fun.
I probably said the word cunt in that montage somewhere. Hi to the easily offended.
Indeed. Or the four-year-olds that are listening. Hi.
Don't be a four-year-old and listen to this.
No, grow up a little bit before you do that. No, actually, first, enjoy your childhood. Don't let it slip away from your tiny fingers.
Yeah.
Please.
Adulthood is shit.
You can't say that to a four-year-old.
Sorry, adulthood is poo-poo.
Yeah. I was going to make reference to just stay there and eat your push-pop, but kids don't have push-pops. Oh, I'm so old. Oh,
you are.
You know, like how old people go on about, in my day we had sixpences and you could buy 400 sweets with it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, in that kind of way. I gave Finn a finger of fudge the other day.
I'm so glad you finished that sentence. Genuinely worried where that was going, so thank you.
I am not a Jimmy Savile, thank you very much, please.
I was about to say I don't think it counts when it's your own children, but no, I think it still counts.
Yes, it does.
This bit probably shouldn't go in. This is very offensive.
Anyway, so if you are a new listener, that's also what you can expect, that kind of stuff. And if you're not a new listener... Hello, sorry
Welcome
for
back.
Putting up with that shit. But yeah, hi.
We were just reminding you of how good we are.
And reminding you now how much you should tell us how good we are about that. Because if you're listening...
Yes, I'm yawning, I'm really sorry.
That's not a good sign.
Sorry.
If you're not listening to... if you're not listening to this, you won't hear it?
No.
If you're listening to this...
Hello.
Yeah, and also, like, say hello back. It's polite. Hello. Like that.
Johnny?
Yeah.
We did have a new listener this week.
We did.
Because it was a guy that contacted me on a dating website.
Really?
And asked about the podcast.
Wow.
And listened to last week's podcast. And then we had a long and lengthy discussion about if you found out that there was a zebra that bummed people, would you keep it to yourself? Or would you tell the world, as in you felt you had a duty to do so?
Okay.
And then we started talking about the Sunday Sport, because that bumming zebra story was from the front page of the Sunday Sport. And then we started talking about bullshit news. News that is bullshit. It's fucking shit. Hello, Matt and Phil. And then we were getting on really fine. And he's not contacted me for the last 2 days, so I don't know what I've done.
Oh.
He seemed normal.
Yeah.
And fun. And it definitely wasn't the podcast, I don't think.
If it was the podcast, he would not have gone in touch with you.
Yeah, before he'd listened to it, I said, oh, just to warn you, there is some proper awful stuff in there. And he said, well, as long as you don't talk about Nazis and bestiality. And I was like, well, I'll stop you there. Depending on which episode you choose, we have discussed them. So, you know,
maybe he's listened.
There's your warning.
Maybe he's gone backwards and now listened to the Nazi one. He didn't really say anything about it.
No, we said there was definitely a bad thing.
Yeah, we've not promoted it. Same as bestiality, we've not said, hey, go out and shag the local cat.
Yeah, please don't do that.
No, don't do that. Or the dogs, or any other animals that may be near your vicinity. Not even gerbils. There's not really any excuse why...
Shall I message him now and see if he replies before the end of the podcast?
Yeah.
I don't know, what should I say?
All right.
Were the Nazis and bestiality just too much? Hang on, let me check that is definitely what he said.
And it's not somebody else that...
Yeah, so he said, as long as it isn't 2 hours of unexplained Nazi chanting, or a protracted and completely sincere discussion of the 10 most arousing animals, and suggestions for the most effective positions with said animals will be just fine.
Our podcast probably would do something about the 10 arousing animals. but probably not actually say that they were arousing or anything.
Yeah.
I was listening back to the one about the dolphin earlier on. And it kind of made me giggle on the bus a little bit more than what I should have done.
He did write back after I'd mentioned about the dolphins.
Yeah.
And he said, "I'm sure I read about a dolphin that approached a drowning man, hooked his dolphin penis up through the man's shorts and carried him around for hours before dumping him where he found him and swimming off without explanation."
Well, a dolphin couldn't explain really, but I've never heard of that. But hey, that's another thing I'd like to do actually about listeners. I want them to tell us things they've heard about that we haven't talked about.
I mean, that could literally be anything in the world.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know, maybe like urban legends. Like, if we had enough listeners who got in touch...
Funny, really funny joke. Ha 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 ha.
No, if we had enough listeners that got in touch, because we do have listeners, they just don't talk to us, maybe we could, like, have some sort of thing going on where they can tell us some urban legends.
Right, let's see if he replies before the end of the podcast. Oh, I did get another message this week from a different guy who has since disabled their account, which I think is rude.
Oh, okay.
No bullshit. No sweet talk. I'ma go straight to it. You're attractive. If you find me attractive, hit me up for a fling.
A fling?
I didn't. I didn't, FYI.
That sounds like one of those messages where he could have just, like, got in touch with everybody.
Yep.
He saw and gone, "Oh, look, copy and paste. Da-da." I was really worried today because I had to go to the dentist, and luckily it was just, like, them to say that I needed more antibiotics, but... it could have been a situation where they just drilled in my face again and made it all flappy again. And then I'd have had to do a podcast of a flappy...
Can you do the whole rest of this section talking like that, please?
No, I can't do it like that because it makes it sound like that I've got some sort of thing that maybe I shouldn't be talking about.
You don't sound like Snoopy. You sound like the other dog that is a bit like Snoopy.
Oh,
the one whose name I can't...
Dear.
What?
Hello, I'm Droopy.
That one, yeah. I knew it was like Snoopy.
Oh dear. Yeah, no red pepper. No, I'm not going to carry on with that just in case I get accused of...
making fun of people who've had a stroke.
Maybe, yes. We never do that on this podcast. Psych. We're not that sick.
If I had to have relations with an animal, I think it might have to be like a dolphin or something.
I don't want to get sacked off the internet like Jeremy Clarkson has got sacked off the BBC.
Yeah, he's not got sacked though, has he? He's like...
he's been suspended.
Yeah, they're saying like there's no Top Gear or something this week.
Yeah, the last three episodes have been postponed because he punched a producer.
Wow. He punched
a male producer, I feel like I should point out.
Okay. See, I'd have thought that just because there was no... has it all been recorded already then?
All of it apart from the studio bits.
Yeah, because I'd have thought that fairly what they should have done is not had him in the studio, but just have him on the recordy bits. And then the other two make no reference to it.
I don't think you can, though. Mm. Oh, I've got hiccups.
But anyway, so for those of you who don't know how the podcast works, and for those of you who do know how it works, and maybe we made a few changes.
For everyone.
Here is what is happening this week. Yeah, just for everyone. We've got our quick chat. Well, we're just having our quick chat now. I don't
this
even know how to say
this
it.
This is the chat.
Then afterwards, we've got this week's news. And we would normally have bombardment, but Madam Zoe here has been a very busy...
hello.
..bunny this week and has not done any bombardments. However, we're going to have a break after this week. I said break very weird then.
A break?
A break, as in like in a flappy face. We're going blah, 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 blah. We're going to have a break for 2 weeks after this podcast, and then we're going to come back, and that's when Zoe does her questions to me again.
Yes. Is that a two-week break we're having?
Yes, but we're having a bonus podcast next week with all of the cut-out bits we haven't used. The podcast will either be released on Thursday the 2nd or Friday the 3rd, or if I'm having a bad week, then Saturday the 4th of April. Wow, April.
I know. Where is this year going?
Megally quick. That's when bombardment's coming back on that one. So we're going to have Fact Cock. And then we've kind of got a bit of an announcement to make today about something, which means that as soon as I've edited...
you make it sound really serious.
Well, I guess it is a little bit, isn't it? It's a bit scary now, thinking about it.
Well, sorry, don't blame me for this.
Well, it's my fault, kind of.
It is your fault.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll deal with that when it comes. Stay tuned to find out what I'm scared about. Stay tuned. You can't tune over a podcast.
You can just turn it off.
Don't turn us off. Don't skip to the end. It's like reading a book. It's like ruining it for the end.
Don't spoil it.
Listen to the build-up towards what we're doing.
We've been dropping hints for a while.
Yeah. So, yeah, listen to it and smile. Shall we go on to our first thing?
What's that?
Probably some news. Jingle time.
This is the news. This is the news.
In a bit of absent-minded Facebooking, Tavistock Town Council has announced a general hand job vacancy. It's a full-time position, pays 13 to 14k, and requires 37 hours of toil per week, though this is flexible. The ad was posted on Your Guide to Tavistock's Facebook page and swiftly edited to General Hand Level 1 Job Vacancy after it amused followers. If you're curious, the general hand position actually involves undertaking all aspects of the manual setup and dismantling of events for the town hall and pannier market, maintaining its cleanliness, acting as cover for bar staff during events within the town hall, and minor property and ground maintenance duties. Do you think that if you saw an advert for a general hand job, that would pique your interest?
I think I'd read it, definitely.
Right.
Not because it was for a hand job.
Of course not.
It would mainly be for just seeing why they might have written hand job.
Just a general hand job vacancy. Mm. Not a special one, just a general hand job vacancy.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be anything that was any. It wouldn't be like a special one.
No. Just general. And only level one as well.
Level one.
Level one hand job.
Is that not the highest, though?
No, I'd say level one, you're starting at the bottom.
Oh, okay, and then it goes on to level six or something.
Yeah, so if you're thinking about difficulty, level one is the easiest.
Yeah.
And I bet it stops at level 69.
Oh, yeah. So what you're saying is this level of hand job is the quick save, no thrills version of a hand job.
Yeah, just your bog standard, nothing special, gets the job done.
But I might be able to get one at a better quality.
Lucky you. well, good for you.
At a better quality for a better wage.
Right. It is 37 hours a week of your general hand jobbing.
Well, a 37-hour hand job definitely is something special in a way. But, again, is a level 69 hand job, is it going to be more hours? You know, like how they say listening hours?
Yeah.
Like they say they get like 1,000 listening hours a week because loads of people have listened for hours, whatever.
But I think those levels are how skilled you are at the job. So I think they're looking for a relative newcomer to hand jobbing.
Yeah.
A level 69 is an absolute pro.
And that's the highest level. It's like getting to the top of the organisation and not being able to go anywhere.
You're the hand job CEO at that point. Hand job news.
Ta-da. Would you find it interesting enough to...
Well, at the moment, I only work one day a week. And the money is pretty good.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd be willing to put in the hours to move up the ranks up towards level 69, you know. As a graduate, it's a good position to be in.
Yeah, they probably do, like, some sort of special course or something.
Oh, there'll be training opportunities, absolutely.
Yeah. The most important thing, how many people will be around while this hand job happens?
I guess you'd have to be willing to work as part of a team, wouldn't you? You'd have to work effectively alone and as part of a team. And I think if you have to do it in front of a crowd, especially at the pannier market, it's going to be quite busy. You are just going to have to be aware that you might have to kind of do it in front of a crowd, really, and not get stage fright, I guess.
That's the other thing as well. Like you say, working by yourself and working in a team, would you have to hand job the other people in the team? Would you have to hand job yourself?
Does
that come under a different job?
I think the rest of the team would also be hand jobbing.
Right, at the same time.
Sometimes you might have to relieve one of them from their hand job with yours.
Or would they be like doing like each other?
Will they just be doing their normal hand job stuff?
By the way, this is starting to remind me about the thing we spoke about with the Pornhub thing.
Oh, the wank band.
Yeah. So maybe while they're doing their jobs, they'd have one of those.
Oh, this would be brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, it all comes together.
Ta-da!
Hand jobs, level one.
It's a Bing thing?
No!
So, according to the Mirror on their website, it says a study has shown that there's a connection between your intelligence and your sex life. Keeping active under the sheets can help your brain be active for longer. It appears that a good sex life can delay the onset of dementia in the elderly. Old people, it would be good, apparently, if you could have sex a bit more often. Tests by Dutch researchers. It's always the Dutch.
Oh, it's always the Dutch.
Yeah, big up the armour there. The tests by Dutch researchers were into elderly people and found that a greater interest in sex correlated with greater brain activity and intelligence at the age of 71. In addition, they had better memory, processing speed, higher intelligence, and a general cognitive functioning, which is things that I lack because of the dyslexia.
So basically, if you're thinking about banging a lot, that is as good for your mental health or your mental ability as actually banging a lot.
Yeah, or if you do hand jobs, that will also be a thing, I guess. Or
I should stress, I've not taken up that hand job position.
No. Well, maybe it's something to consider.
If it does all go tits up, you know.
Yeah.
There's always options.
A study from Italy backs this up. Scientists from the University of Pavia found that people who have sex daily were more likely to increase nerve growth in their brains. Being in love and the early stages of a relationship were found to stimulate the brain too. The effect does tail off deeper into the relationship, though.
Right. So just have lots of very short, highly sexual flings with people.
Yeah.
And you'll be really smart.
You should get back in touch with that man. That one who wanted a fling.
Well, I would if he hadn't deleted his bloody profile.
Oh, wow.
He was also 18, so that was a no-no.
They also found similar results with mice and rats at the University of Maryland, obviously where they make the biscuits.
Maryland cookies.
Yeah.
Sexy cookies.
Oh, yeah. I want to see you cookies. I don't know where that came from.
No.
Rodents having less frequent sex showed lower mental performance. They said sexual interaction could be helpful.
Could be helpful.
Yeah.
You know.
So, if you stay up all night having sex before work, just tell yourself / your boss that it's backed by science and you're becoming a genius.
It's always nice to know when rodents are having more sex than you.
So there you go. Rodents, I suppose the best way to get some sex is be a rodent, not have sex with rodents. As we've mentioned before, that is naughty. It's not allowed. You'll get smack on the wrist for it. And probably a bit more than that. And maybe sent into prison if you have been sexing multiple rodents.
Also, you probably wouldn't get your penis inside a rodent because they're very small.
Well, in some cases...
Is this suggesting that people put rodents up themselves?
Well, there was that case of that actor from a while ago, which...
No.
I'm not going to say it.
No, don't even suggest it.
But it's a popular actor. It's a well-known story.
Just Google it.
Again, don't do that. That is not allowed either. Technically, though... He didn't have sex with it. It had an involuntary sex with him.
Oh, dear.
There you go. Yes. So that's what we have there.
Right. I'm just going to stop my recording and put some new batteries in. Stop.
Okie doke. Let's listen to some funky music until Zoe comes back.
Okay, I have restarted my recording.
Yay. So, Zoe.
Hello.
Your name isn't Gary.
It is not.
My name's not Gary.
We can call you Gary if you like.
That's fine, I don't like it. But I know a couple of people called Gary, like my friend Gary.
Law Gary.
Yeah, Gary. And also Gary from SpongeBob.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
Meow. Do you have many Gary name friends?
I went to college with a person called Gary. Let me check my Facebook a second.
Oh, I should see how many Facebooks I've got of Gary's. I also know another Gary, and he is married to a Barbara, which I think is a name that you don't hear much of as well.
Oh, I've got no friends called Gary on Facebook.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see how many I've got. Gary. Two Garys. One's a voiceover man called Gary Terza. He used to do voiceovers on Channel 4 and stuff. If you hear his voice, you'll know who he is. Saying his name would be a advertisement to him. Another guy called Gary. The world could soon be very much like Zoe Fell's amount of friends of Gary.
Well...
which is nothingness.
Yeah.
Because, according to metro.co.uk, here's some news that will shock every Gary in the world to his or her core. The name is becoming completely extinct.
Oh my God. But the thing is, I don't see babies as being Garys. It's like you wouldn't see a baby Neil.
No.
Or you wouldn't see a baby Trevor.
Nigel.
Or Nigel.
Trevor actually sounds like one of those that could come back in now.
But it would be spelt T-R-E-Y-V-O with a little dash on it.
Yeah.
R-E.
Trevor.
Trevor Way.
Or... and by the way, to get this reference, you have to go to the future. You could always have a son called Fripton. Could you not, Zoe?
Why does that ring a bell?
Because a couple of weeks ago, we recorded the podcast and we did one about names, which I'd cut out of the podcast, but I'm putting in... we're going to have an extra one next week, but it's not going to be new things, it's going to be things that I cut out.
It's a best of the worst of.
So next week, you will probably hear us talking about Tripped and Fell.
Oh, I remember now.
Yes.
God, we're funny, aren't we?
That to look forward to next week. But this week, we're explaining why the name Gary could be extinct.
Yes.
Which actually, to be fair, it's not like the existing Garys are going to be slaughtered and removed from this planet. Because if that was the case, then that would be a very terrible place. Unless ISIS was... no.
Let's not bring them into this.
It's satire. Ding, 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 ding,
not
ding.
Not really.
That no one is going to get rid of all of the Garys in the
unless
world.
Unless there's some sort of very specific plague that only targets people that are called Gary.
Well, in that case, then you need to put red marks around your front door and hope that the plagues don't get you.
But my name's not Gary.
No, indeed. So, apparently the name Gary has been plummeting in popularity since the early 50s, where America saw nearly 39,000 baby Garys, in brackets, Gary with an I.
With an I? Like Garibaldi?
Yeah, which actually, another brilliant name to have would be if your last name was Baldy and your first name was Gary.
Yeah. And your surname would be Squash Fly Biscuit.
I thought it was Spider Biscuit. We called it Spider Biscuits.
Oh, I've always known them as Squashed Fly Biscuits.
Yeah. Although it makes sense. You don't have the legs in it. Anyway, apparently, in 2013, only 442 people were called Gary, the lowest since 1928.
That still seems a lot of baby Garys, though.
According to ourbabynamer.com, the name is now ranked number 578 in America.
Oh, dear.
The last reported US baby girls named Gary was in 1997. Meanwhile, in the UK, Gary has been knocked out of the top 100 baby names. The list has been dominated by Muhammad, Oliver, and Noah.
I quite like the name Noah.
I think a lot of people do recently as well. Oliver as well is an old name.
Oliver I like.
And Ruby was an old name as well. In 2013, only 28 boys in the UK were named Gary compared to 235 in 1996.
Again, still, I can't picture a baby Gary.
Well, only 28 of them in this country.
Really weird. Have you seen my baby? What's he called? Gary? Oh, right.
Mm. Well, the question I've got for you on the end of it was what comes in your head when you think about the name Gary?
Miranda.
Okay.
Gary from Miranda. Not a baby.
No.
I can't picture like a four-year-old Gary.
I get law lecturer.
Oh.
I do get the idea, though, when I think of the name Gary, it is an older person. Not necessarily an old person.
Like, I can see... a kind of a teenage Gary, but he'd maybe call himself Gaz.
Yeah, I guess.
And then it jumps to someone in their 30s.
I was thinking someone in their 30s as well after you said that, because like Gaz on that programme, on the programme with Sheridan Smith.
Oh, 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps.
But other than that, I get kind of an older vision of a Gary.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily a popular name anymore.
Talking of names, is now a good time to mention that Nutella completely fucked me over?
Oh yeah, go on, do it. Say about it.
Do you want to remind people, what was it, 2 weeks ago we did it?
In last week's podcast, Zoe and I went on to the Nutella website where apparently you can type your name in.
Are you sure it was definitely last week's podcast and not the one before that?
No, definitely sure.
Okay.
Because the one I've just put up, if you look at the picture of the one I put
up. You're right.
Zoe and I went to Nutella's website where you can put your name in and then they will send you a label with your name on. Zoe, you sent yours in.
Yeah.
And what did they send you back?
Zoe Fell, literally the name I'd put on the Nutella thing. The name that you submitted for your personalised label is not recognised. Please try again with a different name and we will get to work on your label right away. Thank you, the Nutella team. Fuck you, Nutella.
Now, I sent two off.
Right.
I sent Johnny off. Just Johnny, because Johnny Robinson wouldn't fit. I got Johnny back. I also put Spoogle.
How are you spelling Spoogle?
S-C-H. P-O-O-G-L-E.
Right.
Zoe didn't get Zoe Fell.
That is my actual name. It's on my birth certificate.
But I got Spoogle.
How? How have you got Spoogle? Spoogle is not a name. It's got the word poo in the middle of it.
I don't know. They sent me the label Spoogle.
I'm disgusted.
Right?
I am boycotting Nutella.
Okay.
From now on, no more.
Because they failed to recognise your name.
Which is my actual name. It's on my birth certificate. It's my name. You get fucking Spoogle.
Are you insulted by it?
I am! It's my name! You got fucking Spoogle! Spoogle's not a name! Most of all, it's not your name!
It's not my name.
It's not anyone's name! The name isn't a thing! I'm gonna be really pissed off about this, you know. Well, you might guess I'm already pissed off about it.
Yeah.
Fucking Spoogle!
You should be allowed to write whatever you want. I don't understand why. Okay,
Fucking Spoogle.
I'll put it on soundgorillas.co.uk as well.
What? Seriously?
So,
Share it with a hashtag. Oh, please share it with a hashtag Nutella my name. Spoogle.
Maybe you should try a different thing. Maybe you should try it like a different name completely.
Maybe I should try it with the hashtag Nutella fuck off.
Nutella fuck off.
Nutella go fuck yourselves.
I think I like Nutella fuck off better. So anyway, maybe Spoogle will be the next name for a child. What if you typed in Nutella? Do you reckon they would email you back and say sorry?
I don't know, Johnny. I don't care anymore.
Have you had it with Nutella and the Ferrero company?
We're over. We are done.
Mr. Ferrero, who's dead, you're... associates and everything else, please
go fuck yourselves.
Can you take note of this? You are losing a customer now because you won't write the name Zoe Fell in
someone one... has put a fucking ream on their Nutella thing.
What?
Ream.
What?
That's a made up word from The Only Way Is Essex. Ream. There is a tweet that I have put that I've looked for, and there is a lady whose name is Naza Nin.
Right.
And her Nutella tin just says Nazi on it. I'm not even kidding.
What do you have to do to...
I don't know. I can't. I can't. Like, even if that is your nickname, that's still not really okay, is it?
No.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Like, that's not okay.
No.
If they won't let you put lesbian or diabetes on it.
Yeah, but you can put Nazi on it.
Yeah.
That's like the classic version of ISIS. If I have another child, I'm going to name it Spoogle and then it can have a Nutella thing. Avery won't mind.
I think she will.
Spoogle Robinson.
It does sound quite... Is that for a boy or a girl?
Oh, it sounds more girly-ish, doesn't it?
Spoogle, yeah.
Thanks, Nutella.
Fuck you, Nutella. I've given them so much love and adoration and promotion on this podcast.
Yeah.
And then they go and do this. What the fuck are they playing at?
You should write a stern letter to their marketing and management companies.
Shall I include that picture of a Nazi bottle of jar of Nutella as well and go, so this is fine, but my actual name isn't.
Yeah, you'll put Nazi, and then you can send him my one as well. They can recall
Spoogle.
It. I still think other people should try their one and see if they get it as well. That'd be so cool. They probably won't put Gary on it now because it's a not popular name.
Hey, did you know there is someone with the Twitter username Spoogle?
No.
There is.
What, at Spoogle?
Yeah.
It's kind of funny how, like, how they've made me as happy as unhappy as you are.
I don't want to talk about them anymore. Nutella can go fuck themselves.
What we do is have sex with rodents.
I scripted that when we get round to it. If you have any ideas for a jingle, I'd be very willing to hear them. Hey, I enjoyed last week where I had to guess what. So I was pretty good at that. I was impressed at how good I was at that.
Well, okay.
Of you singing songs and me guessing them.
Should we do that before we go into Factcock then?
Yes, let's try that.
Okay, so I've got my music on already.
Is it Winamp?
Yes. I've updated it with songs from 2015 now as well.
Wow.
That's what it looks like, by the way.
Oh, my Lord. So much Duran Duran. Why is there a llama?
It really kicks the llama's ass.
Oh, okay.
Beating animals is not very nice, so please don't do it. Okay, so you can see what's playing now anyway, Duran Duran. So let's shuffle it. Oh, wait. Oh, that's a hard one.
Is it a recent song?
It is. Well, last couple of years at least, okay. I think. They also did Smokers by Hospital Doors.
Oh, it's Editors?
Yeah. That's the only bit I know. I only know the intro bit.
Oh, okay. Probably.
It's the
I often get their song titles confused with those of Block Party.
Okay.
I don't know.
Or Sparks.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll fast forward again. Do do do. Do 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 do.
Wuthering Heights by Kate Bush.
Yeah. Okay, next one.
Hold up, if you go down. Wave your hand.
And that's the point where my recording stopped recording, which is a bit annoying because we got to the end of the podcast and then realised that for the last 30 minutes, was it?
Probably.
Last 30 minutes, we'd not recorded.
No. You did not record
it. No, it died on my side. So there you go. So, annoyingly, time for Factcock.
It's Factcock! It's a Factcock, no doubt about it. It's a Factcock, so go and shout it. In the city of Cockwells.
A Green Bay Packers fan regularly donated blood in order to afford tickets to games. He later found out that he had a potentially deadly blood disease that was only preventable through blood donation. He had, without knowing it, been saving his life his entire time.
Wow. That kind of sounds a bit scary. I don't think I'd kind of want that.
But for the best, normally those sorts of things end badly.
Did he have like a disease where he had too much blood or something?
I don't know what disease it was, but for whatever reason, it was maybe that he needed to flush out certain blood-borne toxins, I don't know. That obviously wouldn't be harmful to other people because donating the blood was fine.
See, I was watching this programme on, like, you know, this reality channel, you know, like one of those that where this doctor is on?
It's one of the, like, Discovery Channel, whatever.
Right.
There was this TV show called Dr. G, Medical Examiner, and she does all these things and tries to figure out how people died and stuff. And, like, there was this guy, and he had this car crash, and they didn't know what happened to him and how he died. But, anyway, he died. And they took her to this medical woman who does all of the...
Not one of these pretend ones off the telly.
No, she's a proper one. They just do reenactments of it.
She's not an actress. That is actually her job.
No, she...
Okay.
She is an actual medical person, a doctor type thing. But she reenacts it for the telly. So they show you, like, reenactments of the guy, what he looked like. So he had his car accident, and the police, like, thought that his injuries were caused by the accident.
Right.
And they couldn't see how he died, and then the ambulance people came, and they couldn't figure out what happened. And there was nothing wrong with him. They could actually tell that he died from. And so what she did her autopsy, and she found loads of blood in his stomach or whatever. And the narrator is like, Dr. G first checks the man's brain to see if there's any explanation of why he died, but she finds nothing. Then she checks his next vital organ, the heart. But she still doesn't find a cause. So Dr. G goes to the next vital organ, which is the lungs, and she still can't find anything. So then she looked at his spleen, and he had a condition where one of his veins got packed up with loads of blood, and then it exploded and he died, and that's why he had his accident.
That's really lovely, because now you've put the absolute fear in me that we could all just die at any minute from something that we've got no control over.
Well, this is the scary thing, because she was saying stuff like, you never know, you could die of this tomorrow. Anyone could have this, and you're just gone straight away. If I were you, I'd go and hug your family right now. You never know how precious life is.
Can I just say, normally you're awful at accents. That was pretty good. For you, pretty good. You can do a better woman, female American accent.
Oh, thank you. So I'll just save that then for whenever I need it. Like, doing the film promos doesn't help.
Coming soon to a cinema near you.
Would you rather die peacefully or go out in kind of a blaze of... It's not really glory, it's more a blaze of gory.
I'd rather not be hurting when I died. I think I'd rather go to sleep, maybe, like, die of old age and just, like, randomly go to sleep one day, or maybe even just go to sleep like normal and then just be dead in the next day. I don't think I'd like to have, like, a car crash or, like, have an aeroplane crash into me or something, because it would just be kind of like a bit... It'd hurt. I don't think I want to get hurt and die at the same time. It's like a double whammy.
Yeah.
So I'd rather not do that.
I think old and asleep, please. I've got a very low pain threshold, so I think it would just be awful.
Yeah, me too. I can't even deal with my teeth. Like, I go to the dentist and it really hurts, and it hurts forever. And then I just can't deal with it, and everyone tells me to shut up and stop whining and that kind of stuff. But it's not that. It just really hurts. Like, I'm not going to go into it, because it's life things. Mm-hmm. But I kind of should be able to handle pain a lot more than what I can, and right now I can't. Maybe I need to build up my stamina or something, but no, I can't deal with pain at all. Not even a paper cut.
Would you rather die trying to save someone else, or have someone else die trying to save you? That's a bit maudlin. Is that too serious for us? I don't know anymore.
Well, we started it now, so we might as well go on. I'd rather die saving someone rather than them saving me and then dying, or both of us dying, which would be horribly terrible. I put other people first, so I kind of feel that way.
Correct answer. I would rather die saving someone than have someone die saving me. Like pushing someone out of the way of a speeding car, or pulling them out of the way of a big rock falling from a building for whatever reason.
Eating a poison donut?
Yes.
So would you rather die of an accident or an illness or old age?
Old age, just body shutting down, I think.
Because you could have something mega and you wouldn't know about it until you got old, or you wouldn't die until you got old.
Like, I think they say something like 1 in 3 people are going to die of cancer. And I look at my family and I'm like, oh, there's 3 of us. Brilliant. Oh, God. Yeah, I think about death probably an unhealthy amount.
Yeah, that's like one of those things where, like, when you're randomly doing something and then you think about, oh, What happens if I die halfway through this? What's going to happen with it? Is it going to be finished? Is this doing anyone any good?
You kind of go, will I actually have achieved anything in my life?
Yeah.
Probably not. If I died tomorrow, would it be that much of an issue? Probably not. Yeah. Like, I don't have a wish to die anytime soon. Just, I feel like I should stress that. Sometimes it all gets a bit weird in my brain.
See, if the doctor told you that when you were a bit older that you were going to have something and then you die off it, would you rather hurry up and get it over and done with?
What, the dying?
Yeah. Or would you just live it out and see how it went?
Oh, I think I'd rather live it out and kind of do the things that I want to do and say my goodbyes to people properly and eat loads of cake. Because you never know. In the time that however long they give you, nature might take its course and, you know, you might die before they say you're going to die anyway. And equally, there might be some sort of miracle cure. I think it's... Yeah, I don't want to say it's foolish because that's what some people choose to do for whatever reason. But I think for me, I'd rather just live it out. And because I'm the kind of person that if I can see other people are in pain because of it, I'd rather just put a stop to it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking as well. Like, I didn't want to do that.
Which is probably the wrong way to go around things, but there we go.
No. Like my main worry would be that if I was being a pain in the family's arsehole, then I'd probably just like pack all my stuff in the car.
Yeah.
And then, like, drive it off a cliff or something? Like, have a really epic death?
Thelma and Louise.
Yeah, but in a different way.
I suppose so, but what if you didn't die?
Oh, I'd have to be caned to the eyeballs or something. Like, completely off my head. Or maybe, like, to the point where I would overdose if I didn't, like, die from that. But I probably would die. I mean, driving off a cliff into, like, waves and stuff in a car with load full of... You're gonna die. With choice, though, I'd actually... wait until I was old before I died.
Well, I hope you will. This has gone very dark.
Yeah. Boobies!
That doesn't work, Johnny.
This is a good fat cock, isn't it? It's a good one today.
Yeah. We're only one in.
Should I do mine now?
Yes, please.
My first fat cock is the Navy used Britney Spears music to fend off Somali pirates. So, Miss Zoe Fell.
Hello.
If you had to have a tune to fend off unwanted attention, what song would it be?
Going by the backlash this week, it would probably be the UK's 2015 Eurovision entry, which I believe is by a group called Electro Velvet. It's not as shit as everyone's saying it is.
No, I had a listen. It sounds all right. It does sound like one of those 90s pops... songs that maybe someone like Cleopatra would have came out with.
Yeah.
There was a thing on the Vaults TV today which was called Mega Lols.
Oh God.
And it was like, now have a look at the 90s Mega Lols. And then like there was a band made by the people who made Pet Shop Boys, one of the managers of Pet Shop Boys.
Right.
And I think they did a song called, like, Swear It on the Bible. We're having a Eurovision night at mine.
Amazing.
Fred Hart's come in as well.
Oh, you should all bring food from a different nation.
Yeah, the new one. It sounds really Eurovision-y. It's got the right spirit to it, I think.
I mean, we won't win, but we're having fun. That's the point.
But it's going to be like that for a while. Isn't Australia in it this year, actually?
Yes, it is. Our friend Jamie Wade must be thrilled.
What if it was the case that, like, everyone voted for it because they could have it in Australia and it's not part of the thing?
I don't think they can win it, though. I'm not sure. I'm sure there's something I've read where they can't... If they win it, another country hosts it.
Is that because they're not in Europe?
Yeah.
Wasn't there a country a while ago that was the same? Like, they weren't in Europe, but they were allowed to take part?
Oh, I'm not sure.
My pirate killer tune, by the way, like killing pirates with it, would be Billy Piper, Because We Want To, and they would play it because they want to stop the pirates getting at everything.
Because we want to. Because we want to. Why have you got to always rant and cry? Because we want... I quite like that song, again. Or Honey to the Bee.
Honey to the Bee, that's you for me. Honey to the Bee!
Although, that doesn't really make sense.
Why does it not?
because...
Oh, because they don't jizz honey, do they? Like, we've already established that before.
Well, no, bees make honey. They don't eat honey.
Well, don't the baby bees eat it? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Okay, your go.
When McDonald's first introduced drive-thrus to China, the concept was so foreign that many people would pick up their food through the drive-thru, park their cars, and then bring the food inside the restaurant to eat it.
Do you remember the first time you ever had a drive-thru?
No. I remember probably like the last time I had a drive-thru, or at least a takeaway, probably would have been about a year ago. Mm. Kind of the last week or so when we were living in our student houses. What is your favourite takeaway?
I like Chinese food quite a lot.
But you can't eat a lot of Chinese food because it makes you ill.
Well, that's a recent thing. Maybe it's the place I've been going to. I don't know.
Find a new place.
The Balti Hut is across the road from our house, though, and we still order from them, even if it's just across the road.
That's totally fine.
They do, like, Indian food and stuff.
I did guess that from the name, the Balti Hut.
My favourite thing, though, they do isn't even that Indian. It's cheesy naan bread.
Very nice.
It is. What about yours? What's your favourite one?
Either Chinese or pizza.
Yes.
I do occasionally get a big craving for fish and chips with a massive gherkin.
Yeah, like I like it with the pickled eggs.
Would always prefer a gherkin over a pickled egg.
Yeah. Papa John's pizza.
I've never had a Papa John's.
Oh, it's really nice. I like them ones. They should sponsor us next time. Seeing as we've like got rid of Ferrero now.
Go fuck yourselves.
Yeah. Is it my go?
Yes.
To disguise dead passengers, British Airways used to put sunglasses on them, give them a vodka and tonic and the Daily Mail.
Are you joking? Please tell me you're joking.
No, they used to do that, apparently.
The Daily Mail?
Yeah.
Ugh. That's sickening. Chills me to my very core.
If you had to have something that wasn't the Daily Mail, what would you rather have in your hand?
Well...
Well, not a dildo either.
Why not just a real penis?
Oh, okay. What? What would you do?
It means I could technically join the Mile High Club. Yes, I'd be dead, but I think it still counts. I think probably just a pillow, because I sleep on transport most of the time.
Mm.
So I guess just a pillow, and no one will be any the wiser.
I would have a sign that says I'm dead on it,
right?
Because I think it'd just be funny to trick people into thinking
I'm
dead.
The whole point is that it's meant to disguise the fact you're dead.
But that's what I mean. They'll see it as a joke. If I had a sign saying I'm dead,
hilarious.
They'd be like, oh, he's pretending to be dead, and I will actually be dead. It makes sense. It's a double bluff.
It doesn't make sense, Johnny.
It's a double bluff. You'll go.
In Thailand, police officers who misbehave or break the law are forced to wear Hello Kitty armbands.
Hmm.
Do you think that would work as a preventative measure?
No. I think it would just make kids smile at them more.
But maybe that's all part of it, because maybe in Thailand, they're meant to be scary and unapproachable.
Unless they had a Hello Kitty with horrible fangs and had scars all over its face.
I'm Hello Kitty.
I will eat you.
I'm here to suck your blood.
I'm sure there's a Hello Kitty pun in there somewhere, but heck knows if I can think of it.
Should we go on to my one?
Yes, please.
Okay, the lion used in the MGM movie logo killed its trainer and two assistants after the logo was filmed.
Oh. That's one way to say thank you for giving me work.
Yeah. You wouldn't do that with a hand job, would you?
No, I've never thought about disemboweling one of my bosses.
Yeah, or wanking them to death.
No. No, it would... No.
Well, that would be a way to go.
It would. It would be a heck of a way to go. Hey, apparently, the sound of the lion is apparently like a bear played backwards. I don't know how true that is. It might be a lie. I don't know.
When you rewind something, it kind of does kind of sound, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably doesn't. And I can kind of hear a little bit of one if it was a bear growl, but yeah, it would make sense. They use lots of things like in films that aren't the thing. That's fat cocked.
I hope Dad is not eating my bonbons.
I need to do this quickly because Zoe's audio time is recording running out. So, as you said at the beginning of the podcast, we are kind of having a big thing happening in the next few months. It's going to be in June. June, yeah. And Zoe, are you looking forward to this thing?
I think so.
So we have decided that we're going to do the world's longest podcast.
We're idiots.
Yes.
We're really stupid.
Yeah. I kind of look at it now and think, yeah. But I've said it now and we're going to do it and it's going to be fun. We did think about it actually in like November, December last year. And we wanted to kind of give it some time to figure out what exactly was going to happen and plan it and things.
Yeah.
So it's going to happen in June. It should be the first week of June. And we're going to go for 30 hours.
What a stupid amount of time.
Yeah. Now, you've just done a 27-hour thing with Mark Watson.
Yep.
But
I wasn't talking constantly for that.
No, which we will be for our one. Also, a group has just done it, and congratulations to you guys. They did 27 hours for their podcast recording. But yeah, we kind of thought about 30 hours a while ago and maybe let's do it later in the year. And here we are.
We don't want people to be all podcasted out.
No, indeed.
Do you want to differentiate what the difference is between the longest radio show and the longest podcast?
So the longest radio show is, well, at the moment, it's stupid hours. It's like 100 and something.
Yeah.
Which isn't where we're trying to go for. We're not a radio program anymore. And to be fair, you've got music in between it, and it's very dragged out. And
it's cheating, if we're being honest.
Yeah, well, it's our podcast, but it's the live version without the cutout bits and so much production-y stuff.
Without any edits and without Johnny forgetting to plug a microphone in properly.
I did plug it in properly. It just fell out or something. I don't know what happened. But anyway, so that is what is going on. We're going to do it with Tone Radio, and we're doing it for Dig Deep, which is a charity that my fiance is also working for. She's going to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. I'd have gone if I knew that I wasn't going to die, because I probably will die.
I think I would, if I was given the choice of doing a 30-hour podcast or climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. Always choose the podcast.
So keep an eye on us. We'll keep you updated with what's going on with it. We'll have a little, I suppose there'll be a press release thing about it, I guess.
Yes.
So yeah, there you go. That's what's going to be happening this June.
Feel free to tell us what idiots we are, but we already know.
Yeah, we'll also tell you ways how to donate and all that kind of stuff when we know more. And we're looking for sponsors as well in general, so if you know someone who's got shitloads of money, then get them to sponsor us.
That would be lovely.
How long have you got left on your recording now?
About 30 seconds, so I'm gonna stop it.
Yeah.
Nah.
Hey, we're back. It's time to finish the podcast for today. Zoe's run out of recording space, so I've got her on Skype.
Hey.
So, how have you found today's podcast?
Good. I have found that it is difficult to replicate off-the-cuff humour at the moment. I don't know what Johnny's going to sprinkle in from what I said earlier, so who knows at the moment? None of us.
I could use it for jingles, I guess.
I suppose so.
Or maybe what I could do is take what you recorded beforehand and then think about what I might have said afterwards.
It is the Mr. Potato Head of podcasts this week.
Yes, indeed. Well, Mr. Potato Head here managed to screw up the recording somehow, but there you go.
Things happen.
So I have been Johnny Robinson, and I'll still be Johnny Robinson when the podcast is finished.
And I...
You're the girl one.
Yeah, token... female.
Not token female.
Well, I am if you compare us to any sort of BBC panel show. Okay, bye. Soundgorillas.co.uk.